Welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast with Evelyn Knight, where mindset mechanics come together for success. Evelyn Knight is the leader of the ECE revolution and is on a mission to touch 1 million children's lives through the elevation of the ECE community.
Hello and welcome. This is going to be a wonderful week. I'm just going to start there. I know many of you woke up this morning thinking, oh my gosh, it's Monday. I got to go to work. But I want you to really think about those words. Last week on my Mindset Monday, I talked to you guys a little bit about how I am really paying attention to the language I use in my everyday life and the way I choose to use my words, because it's really powerful. Through the coaching program I belong to, we've been focusing on the power of our words, and it really, really does work. So today, no matter what you're facing, I want you to, again, back to what I said a couple weeks ago, rephrase your thinking. Instead of thinking of the things I have to, remember you get to. You get to. We get to wake up this morning. We get to go and work with children. We get to bless their lives. But for some of you listening to me right now, it doesn't feel anymore like something you get to do, does it? Instead, you're exhausted. You're tired. And you don't even know if you want to do this anymore, because this work can be exhausting. It can take its toll. And it's easy for us to forget our purpose and why we are here. So it's important when those things happen to remember the children. Even the children can become tough, though. Even the children can become a reason we don't want to do this anymore. A lot of times we start reasoning like, oh, they're just awful. They just don't want to listen. Those little brats. I've heard so many horrible things said about children. And it drives me crazy, not going to lie. But it doesn't have to be that way. And if there's one thing I want to accomplish is I want you to not feel that way anymore. By the way, if you're new to me, my name is Evelyn Knight, and I thank you and welcome you. And whether you're listening to my podcast or watching me live, thank you so much for taking the time. I really do appreciate you taking your time to spend with me. So let me know in the comments where you're from, whether you're watching live or the replay, whether you're on YouTube, Facebook, or if you're listening to the podcast, send us an email. Let us know you're there. It's always nice for me to know that the work I'm doing is impacting somebody. So let's talk a little bit about just losing that passion, because so many of you started in this field just ready to make a difference, to take charge, take control, and own this field for the children. But then things happen, and it makes you numb and almost causes a disdain, and it causes some resentment, not only towards the children, but towards your staff. And it makes it feel like your dream has been stolen. I'm an owner. I know how that feels. I was an owner and director for years. And I actually started preparing my center for sale. When I went to my very first business coach, I actually approached her on the terms of, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. So I just want you to position my company so it's worth something so I can sell it. I don't want to be bankrupt. And I don't want to basically leave my family with nothing. So help me to build it up so I can sell it. As she started teaching me what I now know about business practices, my whole paradigm shifted. And I realized that I still do love this. I love this industry. I love early childhood education. I love small children. I realized that this is my purpose. I wasn't wrong about why I was put on this planet. It wasn't for just a season. And that was something I used to tell myself, that, you know what, that's what I was meant to do for this season. No, it's what I was meant to do with my life. But the day-to-day work and issues I was facing were starting to make me resent my center. I was tired. I was tired of staff that didn't want to listen, that I couldn't get them to do what they were told. I was tired of saying the same thing over and over again. I was tired of stepping in and not understanding, why is it that I can do it, but they can't. I was tired of parents that didn't want to pay their bill, or that would just argue and just wouldn't comply or not take care of their children. I was tired of seeing the system that was letting children down all over the place when it came to abuse and neglect. I was exhausted. But what I didn't know is that all those things I listed, that wasn't why I was tired. It was all me. Even just thinking about it and saying it makes me want to tear up. I almost walked away from why God put me on this planet because I had the wrong perspective. And because at the time, I didn't know how to be a leader. It was never the children that didn't know how to control themselves. It wasn't, oh, children today are so out of control now because parents this and that. All those things, they're not true. What happens is there's a knowledge gap. And most of us go into our careers, whether you're a director or an owner, but we go in because we're passionate about something, because it speaks to our own inner child wounding. And we go into these things in order to make a difference. But then as you're playing by society's rules, it gets hard. And people kind of skew it. And suddenly, your dream and your passion starts diminishing, right? And that skepticism, disdain, and resentment starts raising up. And your passion, it's literally like this balance that just gets thrown off. And next thing you know, you're telling yourself things like, this industry isn't for me. It's not worth it. But really what it is it's your knowledge base, right? And we all choose these careers based on our passion. And we think we're going to be great at it because we think we know what we're doing. But in reality, we aren't business people and we don't know how to run a business. And whether you're an owner or you're a director, you have to learn how to become a business person. You have to learn how to become a good communicator, right? Like we talked about last week. You have to learn how to be empathetic yet firm. There's so much about leadership that you have to learn, and it all starts here in your heart. It starts with you, not them, not them. People treat you the way you trained them to treat you. So if your staff doesn't listen to you, if they don't show you respect, it's because that's how you taught them. That's what you tolerated. If your parents walk all over you, it's not them. It's what you allowed. But that's okay. You can fix it. And it's not that hard. That is really one of my biggest motivating factors when I knew God called me to open this company, Child Care Business Professionals. I knew that I had gone through what I had gone through. And all those years, and for those of you who've been following me, you know I've been through the ringer. I've been through the ringer as an owner and just my entire life. And I knew God was going to use that and that I needed to go through that so I could help more women out there in particular. I do help men as well, but I just resonate. I know what it's like to be that lonely owner and director who nobody understands, who people judge too, right? That feeling of judgment that they're looking at you like, oh, you don't know what you're doing. You're terrible. How many of your staff members think they can do it better? Right? How many of them think they can? It's like, okay, do it. Go for it. Let's see how you do. They always just, it's hard and it's lonely, but it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't. And that is why one of my passions is to give you your passion back. My mission is to bring quality care and education to 1 million children. And when I knew this is what I was called for, I knew I was going to do it by helping other owners out there that love children and put them first. That's what makes me different. Right now, I've had a lot of conversations this week and last week last week, it's start of a new week. So it was last week. I had lots of conversations with different people who are saying, oh, your field is so oversaturated. Oh my gosh, everybody's deciding to be a coach now. I know you've been doing it for years and you started before all these people, but now everybody thinks they can be a business coach. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And just like any other business, they're going to fizzle out. We've seen a lot come and go, but I know because I've been there. I've lost my passion and I brought it back. And I know God called me to help those of you who are in the same position. And I know it doesn't have to be that way. So that is why we do a lot of what we do here at Child Care Business Professionals. You don't have to be married to your center. You don't have to work 40, 50. Well, you as an owner, you don't have to work a 40-hour week. You don't have to work a 50, 60-hour week. Directors, you don't need to be there 40 hours a week. You can have that life balance. My team and I have been thinking of like just new slogans. And we were talking about just, you know, they were prompting like, Evelyn, what is it that you're trying to do? And what I told them was like, I want these women to find balance. I want them to find that peace and that happiness within their purpose. This is more than vision. And I know I teach vision. All of the coaches out there right now are like vision, vision, vision. And yes, you have to teach vision, right? But it's bigger than vision. I realized this is so much bigger than just your vision. It is your purpose. It is why you're on this planet. I am a God girl. And I know why God put me here. Whether you believe in God or you believe in a universal power, whatever, we all have a reason for existing. And some people go throughout their entire life without ever finding that. They never step into it. They never know why they were put here, or they get a taste of it and then they walk away because it's too hard. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't. You can still live your purpose. You can find that balance. The second piece is prosperity. Why is prosperity a dirty word? Why is it when people hear that you're going to have a prosperous childcare center or a prosperous life, people automatically like, oh, she's greedy. Ooh, she wants to be prosperous. She's greedy. We all want it, right? Now admit, every single one of us, if all of us had a genie in a bottle come and tell you, you know, you're going to be rich. Here you go. Every one of you would take it. Yeah. How many of you judge the person who has it and thinks, ooh, they must've been dirty, or, you know, they, because we don't have it, we accuse and we put labels on people and then we feel guilty if we do have it, right? For a while, that's something I really struggled with. As I started to become prosperous and doing well, I actually saw people who became very resentful towards me. And then I started feeling guilty over being prosperous, over the hard work that I put in. Think about that. I've worked my entire life for what I have. I should have no guilt, and I should not let anybody have enough power over me to make me feel guilty or anything else over the prosperity that I have been blessed with in my life. And neither should you. You deserve it. All of us deserve to make a living off of what we do. And there is no shame in that. But prosperity isn't just about money. Having a prosperous life also means that you are fulfilled, that you have love, that your family is doing well. You can have prosperity in family. You can have prosperity in a career that isn't monetary, right? You can have prosperity within your church. Prosperity doesn't have to just mean money. Living a prosperous life is that fulfilled life. So finding that balance between your purpose, your passion, and that prosperity while putting the children first. Because bottom line, they're what's most important. There is nothing more important about the work we do than the children. And you can find a balance between passion, purpose, and prosperity. You can. I know I've done it, and I would love to help you. So if you're struggling, if you know that this is where you belong, but you get those feelings like I did so many years ago that maybe it's time for me to sell. I just don't think I want to do this anymore. Maybe you're facing bankruptcy, like I was once upon a time, and you just don't know how to dig your way out. Maybe you just are exhausted from the amount of hours that you're working and you're just so tired of it. Maybe you're exhausted by your team who doesn't ever seem to step up. Those are all things my company can help you with. I also would ask you to join me at the Child Care Business Summit. If you're not quite sure about joining us as a member of my program, then join us as a Child Care Business Summit. I'm going to be teaching on the major leadership principles that got me to where I am. I went through a transformation years ago. I realized I was a bad owner. I did. There's no sugarcoating it. I just realized one day, I don't know how to run a business. So I set out to become a better leader. During that process, I really transformed and changed. So I went to my staff that has been with me for over 10 years, many of them, and I asked them, what is it about me that makes you stick with me? Why am I a leader you want to follow? Why am I a leader that my clients should follow? Why should someone choose me as a business coach? When my staff gave me the answer to that question, I really compiled what they said and I created this new course, basically, or workshop. And that's what we're going to be teaching at the Child Care Business Summit this year. Basically what I've put into place that makes me a leader people want to follow. Why is my child care center successful? Why do I have a 1,300 child wait list? Why do I have staff that wants to work with me? Why do I have a line of people that apply for jobs? Why don't I have to post for job openings? Those are the kind of questions we asked our staff, my director and I, and I've turned it into a training. So the elements that they told me, I really dug into it. And I really did a lot of research because there's about 6 different realms of things that just kept coming up consistently, right? So what I've done is created a training on each one of those 6 things so that I can teach you how to take charge and make yourself the type of leader people want to work for. So join me at the Child Care Business Summit. If you haven't bought your ticket already, go ahead and buy it before they sell out. I know we have an amazing deal happening right now that my staff can probably drop in the comments. And ladies, don't forget YouTube and the rest of the places. I know most of the time you're on Facebook. If you're listening to my podcast, reach out. We can definitely get you all that information as well. But it's not too late. There's still time to join us. We're very excited about it. You can definitely learn a lot and you can get that passion back. You can find your purpose again and really step into being that person that you know you were put on this earth to be. Don't let your purpose and your passion, your mission just slip away. You can take it back and you can step into it with joy and happiness, and it doesn't have to be so burdensome. So I hope that was helpful for you. Let me know in the comments if that was helpful. Hopefully that was a breath of fresh air for some of you who just needed to know that it doesn't have to be this exhausting. Message me or my team. We would love to come alongside of you if you're feeling these things, if you're just facing any of those things like bankruptcy and you just want to quit. I would love to just jump on the phone and talk with you, just talk you through it because it doesn't have to be that way. Have a wonderful week, everybody. And remember, the week is what you choose it to be, so choose for it to be a wonderful week.
Thank you for joining Evelyn today. For more information, please visit childcarebusinessprofessionals.com.